Hello everyone. It's just lovely to be with you and have this opportunity to share with you today. These words from Isaiah 27 verse 3 have been very special to our souls.
I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day.
When we returned to Kenya in early January, Mary and I both felt in our hearts that we would be back in Northern Ireland before July, as had been planned to allow for home assignment during the summer months. Our Lord was obviously preparing us for an early departure, though unknown to us the nature of the early return. For the most part, life in Old Kenya was as usual. Church activities played a large role in the believers' lives, and finishing details were being added to the worship centre. Heavy rain hampered much of the work, and indeed travelling became extremely difficult. Journey times increased dramatically when lorries would get stuck in the narrow fenced dirt roads, preventing us from getting through. Trying to get to church even became a challenge at times. With the wet weather, more time was spent in the workshop keeping the vehicles running. On drier days, we were able to assist the local school with more books and teaching aids. Prior to our departure from the mission, we had been praying earnestly for God to grant a window of dry weather to enable us to move with the digger and fix important sections of the road to help keep the community moving. And this he graciously did for us, sending scorching sun to dry up the tracks enough to let us get to the worst place and make some improvements. Working with the community for several days and late into the night on two occasions, with God's help, we made good progress. We were blessed with a visit from the former moderator, Right Reverend William Henry, and his family. We had the opportunity to spend time in Old Kenya and visit Siena. It was also a pleasure to be able to share with them how God has been working in the spiritual heartland of the Maasai, and for them to see the wonders of his creation up close. It even stayed relatively dry during their visit. We just needed the winch once. As part of our Maasai Seeds of Hope program, the families associated with it were given boxes of clothes and bedding for their children to assist them over the coming months. The mission was also able to assist the local dispensary with some more hospital beds. It was a difficult decision to make to leave Old Kenya, but the Holy Spirit had prepared us for such an event and continued to speak to us, so we knew in our hearts that this was our Father's will. As we travelled through Kenya, evidence of change was already visible within the towns. Like all other places around the world, people were having to sanitise their hands before entering into shops, and local councils were doing all they could to minimise the spread of the virus. But that morning, the sunrise in Old Kenya was very beautiful. And as the sun broke across the open plains and illuminated the hills, there was a sense of a fresh start and hope. As the sun's light peeked over the horizon today and then illuminated your life, how is it with your soul? Maybe you too had that feeling of fresh start and hope, or maybe you failed to feel the radiating warmth of those rays of light, because your heart was so heavy and your soul was so burdened with cares that only you know. Maybe you buried your tearful face into your pillow because you felt you had nothing to offer this new day. Or maybe your steady walk with Christ has in some way become more like dragging your feet through life's mud. Could it be that you have even turned your back on him altogether for whatever reason? Listen to the tender words of our Lord that are spoken to us in deep love. I, the Lord, do keep it. Dear friends, do you believe this? Because God says so, I believe that he is able to keep me in the darkest nights, in the fiercest storms, in the deepest valleys, in the thickest mist of depression.
In Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8, the psalmist writes, "The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." Paul writes to the Philippians in chapter 1 and verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
I can testify today that God's word is truth. He has kept my family and I through these years. We have faced many dark and fearful nights in Africa. We have battled many diseases, cried countless tears until there were literally no more left to cry. We have been in that place where he spoke not a word. And yet, out of the brokenness, God creates something new, something wonderful that only he and his mercy and love can do. He creates a soul more refined, more teachable, a soul bruised but not broken, strengthened by and through him, exactly what he means when he says, "I, the Lord, do keep it." What God has started in you has its roots in Calvary. There on the cross, Jesus gave his life for you. There he bore the shame and the suffering that was meant for us. That day, Jesus became our righteousness. That day, his blood sanctified us who believe. In these verses, God is speaking here about the restoration of Israel, comparing this great nation to his vineyard. Now, I'm sure there are some avid gardeners amongst you folks today, and I would think that you might be very particular about your plants and your wee flowers, and even maybe how level your lawn is. Could it be that you have got dedicated green fingers? I wish that were true for myself, but alas, this is not the case. Though since our return to the UK, we've finally got round to tackling our untamed garden. But it was such a daunting task, and if God had not graciously brought the right people into our life to help tame the terrain, I fear it would certainly not be as it is, even despite our greatest efforts. Yet today, when I survey the garden, I no longer see the great mound of earth that overwhelmed my soul, nor the menacing weeds, but rather lush, soft green grass, purely a miracle, a tender touch of our Father. I have learned a lot through this process of restructuring the garden. When it came to the grass seed, we watered it faithfully, but there appeared to be a lack of growth with some of the seed. However, when a much wiser pair of eyes observed the lawn, more watering was prescribed. So it is with our relationship with God. When we read the words, "I will," God is getting personal with us. He's not leaving the watering to someone else, no. He's making sure we get enough every moment of every day. Just like the grass, we may think we have enough of Jesus in our lives. We may think we have enough of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But God, when he sees a lack of spiritual growth in us, he says, "No, not enough. Let's have more water." And then he gets to work. Something else I've come to learn about grass in its infancy. You don't want to stand on it because you will damage those tender little blades of grass. They need time to grow strong, drawing in the water of life so that when a big foot comes slamming down on them, they can bounce right back up. God says, lest any hurt it. I wonder how many times I have heard people with my thoughtless words, like big feet coming straight down and hurting their tender feelings. That's not what God wants in my life. And I know that's not what God wants in your life either. How many young, tender Christians have we stomped on with our criticizing feet just because they don't walk down our prescribed paths? May God gently remind us that this is his garden and we are to be tender and loving, never trampling any under our foot. He says, "I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it." If God has started a work in your life and you're willing to let the Holy Spirit into your whole life, not just the doors that you're willing to open. He needs access to every room in the house. He will take care of you. He will keep you safe. That's what our God says. "I will keep it night and day." With every sunrise breaking over the horizon, God is there. As you gaze upward toward the moon and stars, God is there. Through the night and even the darkest nights by your side. You know, God is a very serious gardener. He's dedicated to cultivating and pruning our souls to produce a harvest full of the very best fruit of the Spirit, a soul ready for service that will glorify him now and for eternity. Remember the question I asked you at the beginning? As the sun's light peeked over the horizon today and illuminated your life, how is it with your soul? I hope you can say, or you can answer, it is well with my soul, because deep down inside there is that belief that the Lord will keep it, because this fact relies not on yourself but in him. He will water it every moment. He will protect it from harm. He will watch over it every night and day, because our God is the gardener and he is dedicated to cultivating our souls. If you have a burden on your heart too heavy to bear, bring it to Jesus. Tears of failure, disappointment, let Jesus wipe them away. When your soul is wearied and your heart feels crushed, know as one of God's children, he has not left you. He is tenderly keeping you. When you feel you have nothing to offer this world, or feel you are of no worth, remember that's just the kind of person Jesus can use when fully surrendered to him.